Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
One of the things that I missed most living in Asia were their two basic seasons, hot and humid and hot and humid with rain, was the changes which come with seasons. I always think of the aspens of the high country where I grew up, which begin to change to a myriad mixture of gold, rust, and brown as the chemical acids in the leaves react to the chill of the frost, and hence there's a marvelous beauty, unrivaled, unduplicated by human brush or pen. As I've grown older, I've also come to face the reality there are seasons to life as well. And to fight the changing of the seasons is as foolish as to fight the tides which change the landscape of the beach, or the reality that each season brings with it a uniqueness which can either bless us as we go with the flow or leave us bitter, broken, and barren when we fight it. Speaking of changes with the seasons, psychologist Dr. Archibald Hart says, there are really only two types of people, those who accept the need to change and those who don't. The former grow, the latter stay trapped in a prison of stagnation. The reality is, we don't like change. We much prefer life to remain like the photo of the lovely aspens which grace the landscape, or the family portrait with the kids dressed in their Sunday best, everyone smiling, healthy, and robust. In recent years, the world has greatly changed. Much of that is unsettling to us. Today, there is no such thing as a leisurely stroll through an airport. Travel is a grim business, answering questions for security agents, walking through metal detectors, glaring at passengers with dark glasses, wondering if they could turn your flight into a hijacking nightmare. The insecurities of life today translate into our lives and families. We would like to go back to the way life used to be. There is no going back. In his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey says, people can't live with change if there's not a changeless core inside them. He's right. The changeless core of faith within becomes a gyroscope that keeps you on track when the entire world around you seems to be crumbling. Lee McDowell, writing about the importance of changing with the seasons of life, reflected on the loss of her husband, then president of Denver Seminary, the death of her sister, the loss of her mother, to say nothing of the empty nest which she faced when her son got married. Writing of the importance of embracing change, she concludes saying, embracing change has resulted in a journey of growth, taking me to a place I did not want to go, only to find there the person I wanted to be. How could it be said any better? While most of us expect God to change the circumstances that are brought about by the chilly winds of life, God is using them to change us into something different, something which we would never become apart from the abrasiveness of change itself. When I was in the home of Wang Mingdao, a dear brother who spent 22 years in a Chinese prison for his faith, I mentioned I had read his book, A Stone Made Smooth. It deals with how God uses the abrasive circumstances of life to change us into what he wants us to become. With a twinkle in his eye, he remarked, stone still not yet smooth. Yes, to the end, he was becoming the saint prepared for heaven. That's the change that counts. You can go with the flow or you can fight it all the way. Better to realize God is in the whole process. Jeremiah knew much about a changing world. In a world that was changing, here's what he wrote. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In a changing world, you can learn that God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and that's why he will meet you. You can download what you've heard on our website at guidelines.org.